Hello, welcome to episode 194 of Cycle Systems Online Podcast. Yes, we're getting closer to episode 200. What I wanted to talk to you today was all about warranty work and its implications for bike shops. If you're an enthusiast or a casual listener, you might think, is that really of interest to me? I'd say hold on in there because you may well find things that are benefit to you. But obviously, if you work in the bike industry, if you're a mechanic like me, or if you're a shop owner or what have you, you're probably aware that warranty work is quite a big deal in the bike industry. It's not at all uncommon. And it can be a little bit problematic as well. So essentially, I wanted to look at this with you and to try and think, well, is the bike industry unfairly shouldering bike shops with not fairly remunerated warranty work? And is this getting worse with e-bikes, essentially? You can probably guess my answers already, but let me try and flesh that out. So I remember going to the Pashley factory, being shown around the factory by Adrian Williams, MD of Pashley. And in fact, I recently did a wonderful interview with Adrian for Cycling Industry News, whose podcast I also host. And Adrian was showing me around the factory in Stratford-upon-Avon. And he said, you know, Sean, we don't have warranty returns. You know, lots of brands have supported our training in the past by giving us lots of warranty return bikes that couldn't be ridden, but are perfectly good for mechanics to learn to train on. And Adrian said, we can't do that. All of our bikes get sold and stay sold. So you've got quite a big issue, which is in a sense artificial. You know, I'm pretty sure Hope have very few warranty returns as well. I also know for a fact, again, having been to the factory and done quite extensive work with World Book Black Adams, their ND in the past, they got very, very few warranty returns as well. So I think often if you have manufacturing in your home country, which is very high quality, you can end up with very few warranty issues. But of course, most of us exist where the brands we're selling are just a name. They're just a design company, an engineering company. And what they're doing is throwing together all of these components that are manufactured in all of these different places. And essentially, the quality control is often just about good enough. And the brands are expecting there to be a number of warranties, some more, some less. But they're all expecting a number of warranties, and it's simply a cost of doing business. Now, when your bike is sold by an actual retailer, as many, many bikes still are, how that changes in the next decade, we'll have to wait and see. Although, ironically, the biggest company to fail in the UK in 2023 was Wiggle and Chain Reaction, the world's biggest online bike shop. So it may not all be doom and gloom for the bricks and mortar businesses. I hope not anyway. So essentially, what happens when a customer has a problem, any sort of warranty problem, is they take the bike back to where they bought it, of course, and then as the retailer, you have to deal with the warranty claim, perform warranty work, most often, not always, most often you're doing the work and then replacing the, you know, the item at the end for the customer. Sometimes maybe you might even be giving them a loan bike to keep them happy while this is happening, and certainly it's something I experienced quite a lot last year working at an e-bike store in Switzerland, which had several Swiss brands of e-bike, one of whom in particular had repeated warranty claims, sometimes for the same customer and the same bike. So you'd open up the CRM, the contact record management, and you'd see the same customer had four or five warranty claims, you know, one time for the light, another time for the motor, one time for the light again, then for the battery. So essentially, kind of answered one of my first questions there is, do e-bikes create further warranty claims? The answer is an absolute gobsmacking yes, unless it's Bosch. Okay. I've not actually worked in an e-bike retailer that sold lots of Shimano steps equipped bikes, but I don't think there's too many problems with those. But I do know for a fact that many other brands have got many warranty issues. Very common one for a very popular brand, and rightly so, it's a Specialized. So Specialized Brose motors. The most common problem we see with those is the belts snapping. So the belt that goes from the motor to the bottom bracket crank, as it were. I had one of those belts snap on a test ride after building a new bike. I was quite new at the store. Built up the bike out the box, test ride, and it stopped working. And I was like, if I broke it, but I knew I couldn't have broke it because it made a funny noise and stopped delivering power. And other mechanics were like, yeah, that's the belt snapped. We see it all the time, and we do. And it's a shame because these bikes are fantastic, as anyone knows that's ridden one. And essentially, if the motors are still in warranty those first 2 years, the shop has to take the motor off the bike, send the motor in, wait for the new motor, refit the motor, etc. And often you're either recompensed nothing, which is obviously not fair, or you're recompensed way below how long it actually takes you. So you're never given enough money by the manufacturer for the time it takes out of your workshop. You're kind of expected to take that hit in your bike sale margin. Is that fair? No. Have the bike companies themselves got the money sloshing around to pay the retailers the fair amount for their labor? I don't know, but I suspect they just might. Although maybe they don't in January 2024 after all the overstocking debacle around COVID and all the rest of it. So essentially, what we're seeing then is a system which doesn't particularly work well for the consumer, because we have bikes that are being built where the brand knows a certain amount of them aren't going to work. As simple as that. They know the motors will stop working, the frames will crack, whatever part of the bike it is. They know there's an issue. And what some brands do, rather than a 2 year warranty or what have you, they say lifetime warranty. And that's pretty reassuring as a customer, isn't it? Although, of course, your life's going to be quite short if you die because the bike breaks. But putting that aside, a lifetime warranty is very reassuring, but it's not always that straightforward, and the communication isn't always that great, and the people dealing with your warranty claim aren't always perfectly trained or slick either. So a great example of this, and you'll have seen it on our Dial Up Your Cycle Tech Skills Facebook page if you're on there, is the mechanic next to me a couple of weeks ago had a Trek Demon, and it was a frame swap because the old frame had cracked. So Trek had honored the lifetime warranty. They sent a new frame and fork over because, of course, these days it's all proprietary gubbins on there. And he strips everything off the old bike. He starts to build up the new bike. And then he's like, oh, the stem doesn't fit because it's a new model, because it's a lifetime warranty, especially the Demane that he's replacing the old one with needs a different stem. But guess what? They didn't send the stem with the frame and fork. Finding out from our friend Rich Smith on Facebook, he said, oh no, there is an adapter, and Trek should have sent an adapter. So thanks, Trek. They didn't send the adapter, but maybe it was the retailer's fault. Maybe the retailer, although I can't imagine the retailer wouldn't have filled in what model it was. You kind of have to put that information, sorry to think in a lab there, but you have to put that information in when you're submitting a warranty claim. So it must have been on track there that they did not send all the parts required. And in fact, what they did send is a new proprietary seat post, because this frame does not have a round seat post. Why? I don't know. It annoys me. But the seat post itself had all of this gubbins to actually clamp the saddle on. That wasn't supplied. You know, that's a separate part in the SKUs. So essentially, before we'd had the advice from Rich Smith, the mechanic had looked on Trek's website, the B2B website, for the next available stem for the customer, and it was June. And this was in December we were looking. So at the time, we were thinking the customer wouldn't have a bike until June. As it turns out, there is an adapter and it's being sent. But no one seemed to know that. So that worries me that somewhere within the whole retailer brand process, there is not good communication, there's not good training, and there's not necessarily good quality going on at the manufacturer end as well to make sure all of the right pieces are in place. Now, I know human error can happen, and I will say in Trek's defense that in my personal experience, they are absolute rock stars at dealer support, which means as a dealer, you can support them tremendously well with the customers. There's other big brands out there that are not so great in terms of supporting the supporting the dealers. But in this instance, it was an epic fail. And there was a concern for a while the customer would be having their bike off the road for a long, long time. So essentially, as the components get more and more proprietary, then, like this funny seat post, like the funny fork and stem, etc., we're going to end up with more problems because lifetime warranty sounds great, but how long are brands going to make adapters? How long are brands going to make components that are easy to replace? Probably not that long. Now, our friend Raul Lucia from Lucia Technique is already 3D printing seat posts for people whose bikes have now gone obsolete, as in the brands won't support the seat posts that are in them. So this is all great, but what then if you have a frame that's cracked around the seat tube clamp? The brand might say, well, we won't honor the warranty because you weren't using the official seat post for this frame, even though they don't now sell the official seat post for this frame. So I am more and more skeptical about lifetime warranties as equipment gets more and more proprietary. And if I may say, for no damn good reason either. There's no good reason a consumer's bike has got a D-shaped steerer or a special headset or a special stem or even a special seat post. Just make it round, make it normal, make it so you can fit anyone's fork to anyone's bike, and you're gonna have happy customers and ultimately happy mechanics and dealers as well. So what happens again with these sorts of issues if we get further supply chain disruption? We all saw what happened during COVID. As we speak right now, Red Sea and Suez Canal is starting to have shipping blocked as well. So essentially, further disruption to the supply chain is inevitable. And I don't think necessarily we've moved on so much from any kind of just-in-time supply chain stuff. So essentially, there's definitely going to be delays in the future as well. And the more proprietary the components on your bike are, the longer you're going to have to wait for them. It's as simple as that. So if you're a bike shop who's trying to please the customer, you're going to have more customers that are annoyed. If you're a customer that want to keeps riding your bike, you're going to be off the road because you can't get a stem for your bike, which is nuts. So we're certainly going to see 3D printers, you know, coming to save the day. And maybe in the future, brand solutions to this will be, here's the file. You know, you need a gear hanger, here's the file. You need a stem, here's the file. And people can print them. And there's some degree there of, you know, being able to meet demand fairly quickly. But as it is at the moment, I definitely say, as someone who works day to day in a bike workshop, the quality control from bike brands tends to be shockingly poor. We had a major brand recently, like supports World Tour, bike racing team brand, big. send us a warranty replacement frame for a customer whose frame had cracked, and the painted logo on the frame was upside down. The painted logo on the frame was upside down, not just a sticker. So if Brand X, this brand, are not even checking whether the logo is the right way up on the frame, what else are they not checking? Are they getting the frame in from China or Taiwan, wherever it's made, and giving us a nice ultrasound check to make sure it's all sound? Are they checking the carbon, for delamination safety? Absolutely not, are they? So is that concern that things are being knocked out for staggeringly high prices? This is a 5 grand frame set where we had this problem. Absolutely staggeringly high prices. Seemingly top end bikes are doubling and doubling again in terms of prices, and the quality getting worse, and it's getting worse. And us at the coalface are having to deal with the issues. So what do we do about that? I think again, it's feedback. So if you're a consumer and you've been affected this, don't complain at your bike shop. They're doing their best, guys. Go straight to the brand, complain about it. If you're a dealer for a certain brand, if you work for a dealer for a certain brand, speak to the reps when they come back, because they will feed back higher up the food chain. Email, phone higher up the food chain if you need be. But if we put the pressure on, we can only hope that things will improve. And vote with your feet as well. So the shop I was with last year, they decided to stop stocking one major brand of bikes. And in fact, that was a brand that had a sneaky brand. There's always a sneaky brand without the brand's name on. So they had the main brand and the sneaky brand. They stopped selling both because they were shit, basically. The quality control was poor. The warranty, support was terrible. And even when the stuff wasn't actually broken, it was a real pain to set up, especially the e-bikes with all sorts of nonsense. And one classic example of this that I will say, and I'm going to name the brands on this one, is that there was a Bergamot e-bike with a Bosch motor, and the motors held onto the frame with these proprietary bolts, and these needed to be replaced, or one of them did. And Bosch said, "Well, we don't make these bolts. That's the bike brand. That's Bergamot's bolts that you need." And Bergamot turned around to us and said, "No, we don't make those bolts. They're made by Bosch." So, as the bike shop, as the workshop, we're needing these bolts. Everyone's going, "No, look the other way, run away. It's not us." It's absolutely nuts. Take responsibility, guys. Stand by your brands. So if people are trying to pull that, and quite frankly, we all know how great Bosch are, vote with your feet, walk away, and only stock and sell what you know is it they're going to stand by you. Anyway, rant over. We have got some really cool interviews coming up for you soon. Thanks for sticking with me today. Cycle Systems online, all over the social networks. Dial up your cycle tech skills for our community Facebook group. But for now, for then, see you later. Bye bye.